This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are hanging out with the worst guy.
Squat, 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 squat.
About to go down.
Yeah. All she needed was at a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more five.
Go home, Roger.
Go home, Roger. In my bed, I'm a smart guy.
I ain't fucking with your niggas like a part-time.
That's without a doubt the dopest line. The
dog.
That's how much he ain't fucking with these other niggas.
Dog. Like a party.
A party. You should have just said it like that. Yeah. Like to get the essence of it. Yeah. I ain't fucking with your niggas like a party. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
You are with the worst guys. My name is Malcolm Julie.
Yeah, yeah.
Hanging out with Riabeto Sesele.
The one and only.
And it's the best show in the world.
In the world. All right. Today, whoo.
It's going to get hot in this studio.
It's a fire show.
It's going to be. Is it not always, though?
It's not always, though.
That's true. But today, specifically, it's super hot fire.
Super hot fire.
We're talking about that bow chicka wow wow. It's the worst guy talking about sex trade, man. You know, we always know that sex sells. We as a people, we know that sex sells.
Five rand penis, everybody.
30 rand abortion, 30 rand abortion.
You went so deep there, bro.
I'm telling you, it's because in Joburg, you can get an abortion now.
Chucks.
You just look on the street pole to your left.
Hey, bro, and dick enlargement.
There's a number
abortions.
You can call. Butt implants.
You can find your lover.
Dog, lost lover, there's everything.
Dude.
So I'm saying sex sells in so many different ways. But we're trying to get down to the nitty gritty of it, the real shit. Why it sells so well.
As you said, it's the age old tradition.
It's the age old tradition. And how do we regulate something that's so animalistic, that's so true to our nature?
Should the government get involved?
I don't think the government should get involved in anything, especially running the country.
Yeah. True that. Hey, Zuma, don't get any ideas. You know, every time I order BAPS now I need to pay tax.
Imagine six tax.
Yes.
Like. I'm sure Zuma could have some tips for us, though.
No, but he'd be paying the most tax.
Yeah,
popping
exactly.
Kids left, right, and center so many wives.
Or dodging the most tax.
Alright.
So, if you do want to join us for the conversation, please do, man. Hit us up on Twitter @_worstgays. If you want to hit us up at Cliff Central, just @CliffCentral.com. And yeah, have a chat with us, man. It's about to get real. We're talking about the sex trade and where do we draw the line. Is there a line?
Hey, man, I don't even know if we should draw the line. I mean, people have different fetishes. People see things differently. We all just have our own views and opinions. Just let another nigga be as long as it's not affecting your life.
Yeah, and as long as it's not hurting other people, I think is also a primary reason to
think
about
true.
What the morality around sex is. Does it affect others negatively? You know, but we'll get into all of that. We'll get into all of that because there's so much that we have to talk about. As always, we've got some blazing news stories because South Africa is a lituation every single week. So we're going to catch up on that. And yeah, man, there's so much more to come. So much more to come, yo. That is Scorpion Fish by Beatenberg. Honestly, one of my favorite bands in South Africa. Most underrated, actually. But yeah, I'm sure y'all know that. I'm sure y'all know that. I've been talking about this band. Alright, so yeah, let's get into a little bit, you know. Let's get into a little bit. We want to talk about the sex trade. It's a very, very big industry, as we all know. It makes billions in revenue every year.
Yeah.
But we're trying to figure out why. And my theory is that it's a big human drive. You know, it's something that is animalistic. It's beyond our higher consciousness. It's just, you know, I have actually this theory that the world revolves around sex. You know, it's the furthest you can go in anything. You know, I don't know if you know that. That's what she said joke from Steve Carell in The Office.
Yeah,
you
but know, like it's been widely used all over the world now, even in different contexts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you could literally say that's what she said for anything.
They never say that's what he said.
Yeah, okay, forget the sexism of it. You know, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, but you stick to the crux of it all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the whole idea that sex is the peak. You know, I'm sitting on this chair. Oh, that's what she said.
Oh.
You can just make it sexual, even though
speaking on the mic, that's what she said.
Oh. You see what I'm saying? So it's the most pleasure you can feel in life. In fact, it is, unless you're doing heroin. But I'm talking about natural human feelings. This is one of the most. It's the biggest emotion that we can feel. You know, an orgasm. It spreads through your whole body. It's not just in your genitals. It's like, okay, it's massive. Sex is, you can't do better than that unless you're doing drugs. So this is part of the reason why I think it's so successful. Another reason is because I think it evokes emotion every single time. You know, your sexual drive is always on. If something is stimulating it. Let me just give you an example, right? We're gonna play a little bit of a porn clip. Tell me how this makes you feel. You see, what I'm trying to say is that it evokes something in you. You were just like, ugh, what is going on here? But you know exactly what was going on.
That content was proudly brought to you by one of the worst guys, R-E-H-A-P.
On his mobile. This is the whole thing. I don't even hide my porn anymore.
No way.
Life. It's on my desktop if you're looking for it.
Hey, bro.
This is my porn folder.
And Vodacom has been taking so much data from me.
Dude.
So much data.
So has MTN. But so like I love MTN for the fact that they have free Twitter. But I can't really watch porn now because every second my data is getting charged. So now what I do is I actually Google porn on Twitter. You know, you just find some handles like we love to fap at we love to fap, and you can use the GIFs, my boy.
No GIFs. I need sounds. I need motions. I need everything. This is the whole thing.
This is a poor man's porn is on Twitter.
No. One thing you cannot compromise is your form of play.
Yeah. All right. So what I'm trying to say is that evoked a particular emotion wherever you are, whenever you listen to this. There's something about it. When it leads to sex, it's like, oh. Something's happening. You know, it's like laughter. It's like crying. Any type of emotion that you feel, sex is part of that. And I think that's part of the reason why it's driven so much in our society, because it's something that we constantly think about. Even if it's not consciously, it's always in our subconscious. When you meet somebody, you look at them. Oh, how are they dressed? Would I fuck this person? Why wouldn't I if I wouldn't? You know, these things all go through your mind, although it's not right at the forefront. You always judge people on these bases. So now what we're saying is that essentially companies have to sell sex because it's such a primal drive in our brains as people. They'd be stupid not to.
Even if it's subliminal. I mean, take Nando's, for example. Remember that ad of that chick with, I don't even want to call it double D's, double G's probably, and she couldn't find the chips. Where's my chips?
Where's my chips? I do remember that.
You see what I'm saying? And as subtle as it may be, it still sold the product.
Exactly. And we remember it. We're speaking about it right now. But yeah, that's the thing. When we talk about companies and the people who market this type of stuff, we're talking about magazines. You know, they sell a particular image. What is looking good look like? They tell us through magazines. We aspire to look like the cover of Men's Health. You know, a lot of ladies are put under pressure by magazines and the kind of woman that you see on there. But we still aspire to that.
Even though it's fabricated sometimes. I mean, that airbrush can be mint.
It's heavy, 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 heavy airbrush. But it's something that we still aspire to as people. I wanna go to the gym. Gym memberships are based on sex. Believe it or not, I know your health is a big part of it. Even that, because you know, if you're growing older, you need to start hitting the gym. Otherwise, eventually, you're going to need that pill.
Yeah, yeah. No, I won't even lie. I mean, there's been a couple of occasions going into Virgin Active. You see, when I go to the gym, I'm just wearing clothes that I feel comfortable sweating and breaking a sweat, and I can move around in them, you know. Yeah. There's people who go there head to toe, they kitted out so fresh, looking mint.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is not a club, but it has become a social club.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sober club.
There you go.
You know, the eyes, you know, people lock eyes in the gym. You know, you look through the mirror and you look at this girl doing squats or what is that machine? The Vula Vala?
Yeah, the yes no machine.
The yes no machine.
Yes no machine.
You see what I'm saying? So this is something that is constantly on our minds. Women go to the gym completely with complete makeup.
There's actually been one woman who stepped up to one of my boys and was like, yo, listen, I saw you from across the gym and I just thought I'd just come say hi. This lady is probably in her 40s.
Hixie, this chick is keeping it real, dog.
You know what I'm
but
saying?
But I won't lie, I wouldn't mind if a MILF came approach me in the gym. I'd be like, hey, what's happening, lady? You know, you wanna fuck a young 25-year-old?
You wanna fuck a granny?
You wanna fuck a granny? No, I do not want to fuck a granny.
You do?
No, I said I do not.
I just need to check.
Well, it depends. It depends on the granny, you know.
What's your age limit?
I don't know. As long as the pussy's wet, that's all I care about. As long as she uses Gynaguard and takes care of herself down there, she could have a 60. She could be 65 years old and have the pussy of a 40-year-old, and I'll be like, whoa.
Code red. If you step into the shower of your missus and you do not see Gynaguard, code red. Get out. Don't even get dressed.
She ain't looking up.
Run.
She's not looking after it at all. Yeah. So we're saying the gym is something that is sold based on sex, your look,
true
appeal. As much as your health is the crucial factor, health is obviously the most important thing, but there is that appeal. There are models who model the gym. We talk about magazines. We talk about Instagram.
Ooh. Instagram is like a 24-hour sex hub.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even be called Instagram anymore. It should be called Fuckgram.
Yeah. That's where people go to find thoughts.
Yeah, and they out here.
They out here. You see, this is the thing, because now we're getting to the depth of sex selling and sex trade, how far it actually goes. Instagram was not created for that purpose.
True.
But somehow we managed it to turn it into the purpose that we desire.
Just like anything said can be turned into a sexual connotation.
Exactly. So there is this deep-rooted primal part of us that just can't help it. And I think it's rooted to the fact that sex is the beginning of life. It's not the end, but that's where life starts. That's where life is. And we don't even talk about how dangerous it is in and of itself.
I think it's actually our animal ambition.
Yeah, that's it. It's like eating. It's one of those things, you know.
It's one of the survival things. You gotta eat, you gotta reproduce. How do you reproduce?
You gotta
sex.
Fuck. Yeah. We look at like Instagram. Dude, I see people sliding into DMs or getting laid from Instagram. I've never gotten laid from social media though, but people are sliding into DMs. People are going on dates. People are collecting money from blessers. Look, this blesser phenomenon as well is huge. Women live, well, let me not just categorize it as women, but from what I know, it's the women that I know who literally have a living from blessers. Men who are willing to pay them for their sex, to a large degree. You know, here's some Louis V, here's some Versace, here's
some Gucci.
What do you want? You need your rent covered? What do you need? Some darts? I know that shit expensive. Let me get you some data, girl. Don't front. I've got it. These niggas are willing to pay, and these women are willing to accept.
Yeah, now that would be considered a higher class, you know,
yeah,
up market.
This is now the upper echelon of, you know, as escort service. You know, this is the best escort service you receive is the one that you don't have to find on the website. You can find it in person in the club and say, look, I am 45 years old. I'm old enough to be your dad, but I'm kind of keen to fuck a 20-year-old tonight. I've got the money for anything you want. I know students are protesting about fees must fall. With me, your fees fall. That's the line.
That's not right. only the thing. The panties must fall
the
as
the panties must fall as well. That's part of the contract. You see what I'm saying? That's part of the contract. But it really bothers me that people find this immoral. You know, the selling of sex itself is considered immoral to a large extent, even though it's something that we all participate in. Implicitly or not, we are aware and we actually participate in sex trade.
I mean, just a basic example, all right? You meet a girl, you take her out on a date with the intention to get laid.
Yeah.
That date that you may have paid for, may or may not have paid for, all right?
Mm.
You are, how do I say, providing certain benefits for her so that she can in turn, you know, give you...
Reciprocate at the end of the evening. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that being, you know, the modern form of prostitution.
Yeah.
Because you're expected, this is the norms, just by the way. This is the norms of society. You're expected as the guy to go on the date, to pay for the date, and afterwards it's expected that the guy will get something in return. Don't get touched. We're talking generalizations. So in this generalization, what is actually being exchanged for what? You know, obviously the girl never has to say yes at the end of the evening. But there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure on women to be like, okay, I had a really nice time. I had drinks with this guy. You know, maybe I should, you know, throw him a bone. Do you know?
Just and a young nude.
Yeah. At least a nude is coming out. I mean, it's an expensive nude, but you know, some of us we Google pictures for our porn. So if he gets a picture for his date, then he might be happy.
Yeah. And the sad thing about it is that everybody has a price.
Yeah. Like if I said to you, would you fuck? Shit. I don't know.
There was, remember that time when we hosted a mock podcast at Shelly's house?
Yeah.
And then we mentioned to them Lil Wayne. I'd 100% one of the most ill rappers alive, but that nigga's ugly.
Yeah.
And the girls were saying that they'd have his baby. For the right price, he's got the right amount of money.
Yeah.
That's why they say you're not ugly, you just broke.
Yeah, and money will make you clean, boy. Yeah. Money will make you more attractive. Money will make you more desirable from the opposite sex because you look better. Your sex appeal is better. And money makes your sex appeal even stronger.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just an issue of, like, where do we draw the line? Should we draw the line? Because we talk about pornography. We talk about prostitution. We haven't even gotten to prostitution.
At its core.
And why it's regulated by the government. Why do we have to actually conform to the idea that selling sex is bad? I mean, I've got the vagina. If I can give it away for free, why the fuck can't I sell it? I can give away apples that fall from the tree in my garden away, but I can also sell them and become a businessman. Why is it that when it comes to sex itself, we have to try and censor ourselves?
You know, what peeves me off to a certain degree is this thing that what's true for the part isn't necessarily true for the whole.
Yeah.
Take, for example, the Instagram and the Blesser and all of those analogies of daylight pornography and daylight sex trade.
But
then you're driving late at night in a Lovo, you see this woman. And she's, dude, the one time one of them almost tried to open my door to get in. I'm like, I didn't even agree to any of these shindigs that you're dicing. But, like, that's how much they push their product.
Yeah.
And you see that as illegal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the law enforcers are also the ones that are capturing them only to use them to their own benefit.
Yeah. So... Well, let's actually get into this conversation. I want to get deep into it in the second half of the show. Let's actually just play a song, you know, get ourselves a little break, and we'll come back to it, guys. Pornography and prostitution. That's what I want to really get into. How big is the difference? How much of a difference does the camera make in this whole scenario? And why is prostitution so different? But yeah, man, we'll get all that information from the worst guys coming right after this.
Oh, yeah. Election wasn't true, all of us worried, all of us buried in our feelings deep. None of us married to his proposal, make us feel cheap. Stale and sad, distraught and mad, tell a neighbor about it. Bet they agree, parade the streets with your voice proudly. Time passing, things change, reverting back to our daily program. Stuck in our ways, drones. Mm-hmm.
water.
Something came over me. Way too high to simmer down.
Might as well overeat. Too close for comfort. Let me put the head in.
Yo, dog, this is so real. That's Lust by Kendrick Lamar.
And Lust is what it is indeed.
Yeah, it is what it is indeed. But let me put the head in, though.
Just the head.
Not though. The whole thing. You can't.
You can't.
Just the beads.
I remember, Yizo Yizo. That was like the real for real, all right? I remember Sunny Boy, all right?
Yeah.
Can't remember, Nomsa. Yeah, it was Nomsa. Right?
So Nomsa, that hoe.
Nomsa was in the Sunny Boy's taxi, right? And then she's like, he's busy hustling. And then she's like, ah, Mari, you don't even have a condom. Then Sunny Boy is like to Nomsa, he's like, how, baby? Kuyaneta? She's like, no. Manjo, why are you finna go raincoat?
Hey, boys!
Boys!
Hey, but this is also another thing I think we could actually get into a whole conversation about, but since we are talking about sex, the whole not using a condom thing.
Mm.
I think us as a people, we are not honest with each other. I know the discourse is wear condoms. That's what they teach us in school. That's what we hear every day. And it makes complete sense. It's something that we should do. But when it comes to the time, the moment, it doesn't happen a lot of the time.
It's heated up.
It's too hot, essentially.
It's too hot.
So now how do we prevent sexual transmitted diseases? How do we prevent unwanted pregnancies other than the pill? Okay, but let's focus on the entity. How do we stop that? Because we literally, especially men, we're literally willing to die for sex. You know, you don't know this person. You're about to put your thing in her.
Hey, that's a big stamp to put on sex, actually.
It is.
Would
because you could
die. For
die.
Sex?
I obviously would, because I've had sex without a condom. I could get AIDS. I could die from the shit. But we still do it. You know, this is how massive this drive is. I'm really looking for the word to explain how sex is the be-all and end-all of human existence. Because this is how big it is. Every time you enter the bedroom with somebody, you could make a pregnant. You could have a STD. But a lot of the times, we don't cover up. And when you do,
it's not that
it's,
nice.
It's not that dope. You know, I won't call you tomorrow.
You go back home and you finish off.
Yeah, you might as well have a fap. You know, it's some porn-up shit. And this is just the truth. You know the words, guys. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Screw, screw.
So I'm telling you that we need to find a solution around this. I don't know where STDs actually fucking came from. They ruined the game.
Yeah,
because the pregnancy one, okay, we can't dodge. But make sure your girl's on the pill. But the STD one, I think it's some white scientists who are like, nah, we need to kill some niggas up in Africa. Let's create this thing.
What are we going to call this?
What are we going to call this? HIV? No.
HIV.
Hive.
No.
Human immunodeficiency.
HIV. No, but we need something more.
Maybe we should spell it in capitals. Every single time. Scare the shit out of people.
You have to put a slash in something off.
Yeah, you have to put a slash.
AIDS.
That fucking deadly disease. But yeah, that's the truth about that. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you. Yeah, we just before the break, we spoke a little bit about, you know, the difference between pornography and prostitution. You know, in pornography, there's a camera.
That's basically. And it's a script.
To some degree, you know. There's never really a good script, but there's a script. Hi, you ordered pizza?
Yeah. Do you got the salami?
Is there pepperoni on? Is there meat on that pizza?
I don't know.
Baby, oh, I got the meat.
I forgot my wallet at work. How am I ever
gonna
repay
you?
You see? It's right there. There she pays with what?
Her sex. And which is also another thing, fucking bitches must stop thinking that sex is some way to pay people to make it like you, on your birthday, your chick fucks you is like, oh, happy birthday, babe. No, sex is not a gift, all right? Because then you're using your sexuality against men, and now we're having this whole discourse about men versus women's sexuality. But a lot of the time, sex is seen as a gift given.
Birthday sex.
Birthday sex. What the fuck?
I actually blame Jeremiah. It's your birthday, so I know you want to fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so the difference is that there's a camera in pornography.
Yeah.
Okay, but these people are two adults participating in consensual sex.
Yep.
All right. In prostitution, we have two adults participating in consensual sex for the most part. We know there are exceptions, and this is where maybe we can start to talk about the other side, why it might be regulated. Because a lot of the times, the men in a private locked room take advantage of the women. They either go further than the woman wants to go, doing things that she doesn't want to do, and there's no control. There's nobody to oversee what is happening in that room.
But even the ones that do sell it in a prostitution sort of sense, the hardcore prostitution, they have their own rules and regulations, I'm sure.
But I'm saying a lot of men break those rules and regulations. I was listening to a human trafficking podcast by Sex Talk, which is on Cliff Central on Friday mornings. And they spoke about the fact that some niggas put cans up in women's vaginas just to see if it'll fucking fit.
And then what happens after that?
It fits. Okay. Now my penis won't. See, so this is the thing. It's hard to regulate behind closed doors. Shit. I think that's the main difference between pornography and prostitution, is that pornography doesn't happen behind closed doors. But now, if we think about the essence of it, you know, two adults participating in consensual sex, this is the oldest profession.
True.
This is the oldest profession in the book, and this is what I want to get to. I don't think it's going away. As bad as human trafficking is, as bad as girls being prostituted as opposed to being prostitutes is, on that note, do you believe in the idea that women are only prostituted and that they are forced to be prostitutes because of circumstance? Do you think there are any women who freely choose just to be a prostitute?
Yes. There are so many women who are pro-sex trade. I know one personally. I'm not going to name and shame her, because obviously in society, seen as a bad thing.
Yeah.
And the way she actually talks about it, I was just like, okay, now, word up. I feel where you're coming from. And you spat bars in terms of justifying why your opinion is the way it is.
Yeah. So it's valid for some people. Every prostitute is forced into it.
Yeah.
This is, I completely agree with that as well, but a lot of people would disagree. People would say it's circumstance, wada wada. And the only thing I could compare it to is guys committing crime because they're desperate. For the most part, I understand the desperation and the crime, the links between the two. But you could always be a guy who sweeps the streets, who'd rather be a trash man
and try and wait for a breakthrough.
So as much as human trafficking exists, that's a whole other story. People are being lured in, people are being drugged, people are being forced into the whole sex game, and it's hard to get out.
Bill Cosby.
I can completely understand that is a forced entry into sex or sex trade. But now we're talking about the people who, firstly, are more than happy to do it to pay their bills. And secondly, they not anti the trade itself. You know, we talk about it being the oldest profession. We talk about people making literally millions, and they get a piece of the pie.
You could become a millionaire if you
as a pimp.
No. Oh, whoa. Okay, as a pimp, if you've got a whole household,
dog. And if your bottom bitch is dope, she'd be bringing in that guap.
Okay. Now I'm talking about
as a prostitute herself.
Yeah.
I think you could if you're a high end escort. You know, the type that the presidents fuck.
See, and that's the thing of it all. Like prostitution in itself, to the hardcore point, all right? The guy is buying it knowing that after he's done with this whole session, it's done. He doesn't have to talk to this girl again. He doesn't have to buy her airtime. I gave you what I came for, and we're done now.
Yeah.
But if you go to Instagram and then the blesser vibes, now you got to keep up with the talking. There's the potential threat of her coming out for even more money.
Yeah, and catching feelings, which is always a big risk.
Hey, man.
You see, this is the most intriguing thing about sex for me, is that you can actually buy it. You know, you literally can. And I want to know, do you think, have you ever paid for sex?
Jera.
Do you think you ever would?
Nah, zero.
There's no reason to, right?
I'm too lit.
You're too lit.
I'm too lit, bro.
But, okay, I agree. I've never paid for the actual act, but I've gone to strip clubs before. In fact, let me tell you a story. I was so bleak. This was the last time I ever go to a strip club. I went there, and you know, it's cool, we're chilling, people are dancing on tables, you know, we're getting the table dance. And over time, I start drinking, I get a little bit more drunk, But the whole time, I'm like, no, there's no way I'm going to a private room. No. I know that's a waste of money. No, I'm not. Then this girl comes, she sits right next to me, she saw, I was like, I see a sucker. He's getting drunk as fuck. I'm gonna get him today. I'm gonna get this money.
He wants to put the head in.
So she comes and she sits next to me, and she starts talking sweet things in my ear. I'm like, yo,
things you know you can't afford.
Dog, he's like, I'm in love with a stripper. No, she literally wooed me, dog, and I was like, and it's like, so do you wanna go upstairs? I'm like, no, no, not today, no. And she's like, no, I promise you, it'll be the best time. I'm like, no. It's like, Mark, I could be your future wife. I'm like, okay.
Do you have a stripper as your future wife?
No. Actually, I don't know. No. Strippers are liars. Strippers are liars. Actually, so anyway, we go to the upper room, and she starts getting naked and shit. But I'm thinking, because from all the stories my boys have told me about strip clubs, like fucking hoes in the strip club, getting blowjobs and shit, I'm like, it's gonna happen. Yo, she sits on top of me naked. She starts kissing me, like, on my sides, like, and I try to kiss her on the lips, and she keeps dodging me, like, going left. And then I try to kiss her on the neck, and she dodges me again.
With the potential of her having such another nigga's dick, not so long ago.
No, because I wanted to suck my dick, and that's where it starts. You know, yeah, how you start top to bottom.
The cost you pay is kissing the lips that, dog, respect yourself.
Hey, I paid R1,000 to go up in that fucking room. I'm gonna get a blowjob, even if I have to kiss some lips that have got some old cum in it, alright? I'm telling you the truth. I paid $1,000. Well, that's what I expected. Cease. Anyway, end of the story. I didn't get nothing out of that room except for fucking bona. Some blue balls. That's all I had when I left. And although I didn't pay for sex itself, I paid for her to get naked. I paid for her to be in that room with me. You know, and although I don't think I'd pay to go all the way with somebody, there's still something bizarre about the fact that you can give somebody cash and they'll give you this good in return. We'll call it a good.
Or a service.
Oh, a service. Yeah, let's call it a service. You can pay for this shit. That's what makes it so difficult, you know, because they, especially if we're talking about voluntary participation, we look at strippers. Strippers love stripping, from what I heard from strippers. It's an art form. They are dancing. You know, they like to be revered and
in the nude.
Yeah, and looked at as these beautiful queens, you know, in the strip club, strippers queen. So there's participation from the female side. And now we're trying to regulate this. We're trying to regulate sex. We're trying to find a way to block it. Why is it illegal? That's what I don't understand. Why is it illegal?
I feel as though the illegality of it comes from, you know, all of the negative things that happen to women behind the closed doors.
Yeah.
You know, once a man and a woman have made that, you know, agreement that this is what you're going to get for this price, and then once they commence, then the man starts flipping the script on her, you know. How many women do you know, and the whole abduction of women as part of the sex trade, there's so many factors that show why it's seen as wrong and immoral and illegal.
Yeah. Okay, so when we wrap up the show, we're going to talk about the legality of prostitution, because that's obviously the ultimate in terms of sex trade. Every other sex trade is legal. Magazines are legal. Porn is legal. You know, all of these things are legal. So we want to figure out, why is prostitution the only one
that is legal? Kim Kardashian is legal.
exactly. But before we get into all of that, yo, we've actually gone a bit over because we haven't even done the news yet, my boy. But yeah, we'll wrap up this conversation. I just want to talk about the topics that are taking our country by storm, and then we'll get to the crux of the conversation today.
Read about it. Extra, place grab young fella, and extra.
Read all about again. Playboy Penny in trouble again.
Hey, dog. Six is selling newspapers. Charlie Chaplin was selling fucking newspapers because of Playboy. All right. So the biggest news story coming out today has to do with the state security minister, Mr. David Mhlobo. He told the media early this morning that officials knew that the protests in Vuani would erupt a year before they actually happened. These are the protests that led to the burning of 25 schools in Limpopo.
So, back.
So firstly, this David Mhlobo is a prophet. apparently. He's a prophet. He knows, he can see the future. Their team, their squad, they knew. But they're like, nah, let's live Zayat. I don't know what that says about our leaders. Maybe they didn't expect 25 schools to burn, but they knew this was a serious issue and they knew that it could lead to something like that. And they let it slide. I don't know why. But yeah, they knew these protests were happening, and now this David Mhlophe was getting had on Twitter. You know, you as a politician, I think politicians suffer on Twitter. They must all leave Twitter alone. Helen Ziller, Donald Trump, David Mhlophe. I don't even know if you have a handle, but just don't even mention anything about
Twitter. I know. Figs is still ruling.
Yeah, he's the only one who's got game on Twitter as a politician. You know what I think? I think Fikile can actually do his job.
Yeah.
Properly. And that's why he always has a defense. That's why he can always say shit on Twitter. Because if you look at his record, he'll be like, hey, I've been doing my job out here.
Yeah.
And the rest of these niggas, they can get caught out. That's why I think Fikile is still standing. He'll always say, nah, B, check the records. Check the records. All right, so that's what happened earlier this morning. Also, computers have been stolen during a burglary at the Hawks headquarters. So now, a lot of state institutions have been burgled into over this last year.
What is it they're trying to find?
That's what I want to get to, because this break-in follows several security breaches at state institutions recently, including a burglary at the Chief Justice office earlier this year. In this case, they just stole computers. So case documents weren't stolen about investigations that the Hawks are going into.
When we say computer, are we talking about the screen or are we talking about, you know, the tower?
The drive.
The hard drive.
The drive itself. So apparently the human resources information was stolen. The people who work at the company. And,
you know, that shit is encrypted, but I don't think we have the level of, like, hackers in South Africa that America does to break through all of those encryptions.
Yeah, they speak about how difficult it is to actually get there. You know, people who enter the building have membership cards or whatever. But when I think about people stealing information from human resources, I think about Jacob Zuma and what he specializes in. He specializes in intelligence, knowing things about people. And he can use that to manipulate people in Hawks. They don't necessarily have to steal a case. They just have to steal a person and have that person on their side and be like, if you don't stop this investigation or find a way to prevent it from continuing, we're going to expose you.
We're done.
We're exposing you. So the human resources information was what was stolen at Hawks. And yeah, I really do think it's linked to the whole Jacob Zuma ordeal and our state being captured. Our state is literally being stolen, and figuratively.
We're in a state of emergency.
Yeah, actually, we kind of are. We just aren't aware of it. What else? Just in touch with our topic, I just saw this and I thought we had to, because last week we spoke about the prison strippers at a Johannesburg prison. apparently, one of the strippers, Busi Mhlangu, says, we are not strippers. We are professional street dancers.
You see, there's your problem. There is your problem.
Wait. What is a professional street dancer, dog?
You're just putting a nice name on it. You know?
No, I'm actually asking you because it's the most bizarre idea to me. Have you seen a professional street dancer?
Yeah, I see a professional street. A professional street dancer is those cats with the crates that dance for
with the all-stars.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. That's what I thought of. I'm like,
now, if you do what you did in prison on the streets at the robot, you'd get top dollar, but that's not what you do.
That's not what you do, though. You grind on some thighs. We saw the pictures. You were half naked. Don't tell me you're not a stripper. You're a professional street dancer. Your job was to incite lust.
And you did it well.
And you did it. Well done. I'm going to prison because of you. I'm going to kill some people right now to get some free commas, get some free food.
Hey, where the strippers at?
Hey, give me my strippers, though. I haven't had no stripper today. Where's my stripper? Anyway, yeah, so that's the news that has taken our attention over the last week. But yeah, this is the thing. She doesn't consider herself a stripper even. Now we've just apparently labeled these strippers. And they're not even that. Apparently, they do something really legitimate. They work for corporates.
Eon.
Yeah. Street dancers fucking doing shit for Investec. Imagine. Can you do your job at Investec? That's always the bar. If you can't do your job at investment, who did?
Yes.
Or let me not say dirty, since that's the whole point of the conversation. We need to remove the taboos behind sex and what it means. But yeah, more importantly, I think ultimately what we have to realize as humans is that we are extremely arrogant. We are unwilling to face human nature, what we are really like. And I mean really like, there's the you that wakes up in the morning and says, and gets a cup of coffee and says good morning to the people that they see. And there's the you that goes to Pornhub at night alone and has a wank.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all.
So what I'm trying to say is that humanity needs to face up to who we are.
People need to stop hiding.
Stop hiding. And that's all it is. We're hiding. And that's why I believe so much in this podcast and speaking the truth. Because I'm not afraid to tell you. Tell the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Screw. For real though. You know, it's bothered me for such a long time. Because it's not just when it comes to sex. It's when it comes to everything.
And everything.
Humanity has fucked up beyond. And we are so arrogant that we can't admit to fucking up. We can't admit to money being a big problem. You know, that is solvable by us. As we can solve that problem. You know, but we're not willing to look at alternatives. Because, no, economic growth. You know, we need economic growth. What is economic growth? Economic growth is pharmaceuticals selling more cancer medicine because it makes money. That will get the economy up. But what does selling more cancer medicine mean? We need more niggas with cancer. So this is the problem that I have with humanity, is our inability to face up to what we are, who we are deep down inside, our morality. Where is our morality coming from? Because there are things that you say outside in the world, but then there's also the things that you say around the brat.
Mm.
And I'm not saying say everything in public. I'm not saying air all your dirty laundry.
But just be true to who you are.
Be true and all sides of it. You know, you have good, you have bad. Human beings have bad. And we like to hide that or pretend that it doesn't exist.
But it makes us who we are.
And by hiding it, it makes it worse. It makes it worse because now there's feelings of guilt when it comes to things that are natural to you. Like sex. Why should you ever feel guilty about sex? There's these things that we've put in place to blind us. Listen, people. Conquer the armies of illusion.
Mm-mm.
People are lying to us out here.
Amen.
Be true. Be the worst guys. Because we're not hiding that part of us.
No, sir.
You've heard. We cool. We good. But we also the worst guys. We tell the truth. Even if it's fucked up. I'm going to tell you. You know? So that's the ultimate point here. Legal or illegal when it comes to prostitution. I mean, I don't think it should be illegal. I genuinely don't. But there's obviously a lot more factors that maybe I'm not so clued up about. But when it comes to the concept of selling something that I have, that I can give away freely, I should be able to sell freely.
Yeah, it's my right.
It's my right. It should be my right, at least. It's not for a lot of people. And I think it also endangers the people in that profession because of the illegality. Now we're getting to a darker place where everything is illegal. Fucking legalize everything.
Yes, yes.
That's my opinion. Let's legalize everything and see what actually happens to Earth. Let's see what happens. Let's see true human nature. If we could murder each other like legally, dog, people would be dying every day. I'm gonna murder you. Say one thing, I'm gonna murder you. You see, so the reason why I'm saying let's legalize everything is so we can actually expose ourselves.
Start from the scratch.
Expose ourselves for what we are. The good and the bad and the ugly. I wanna see all of that shit. You know, I want to see fucking all of it.
Raw.
But anyway, it's a dope conversation. I don't think it should be illegal. What are your final thoughts of the legality versus illegality of prostitution?
Hey, I believe people should do what they feel they want to do.
Yeah.
Be free to do so.
Yeah.
And be true to themselves. That's it.
Huh. As long as it doesn't harm anyone.
Precisely.
That's my only thing.
If it affects the lifestyle of another human being, then you need to check yourself.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't,
Do you? Put a can up your vagina.
Do it, baby.
If you want to.
Put that the 440.
Yeah, the 440. The man can. I want to put a man can in there.
440. And open it with your lips.
Open it with your Oh my God, what a savage. Anyway, yo, you've been hanging out with the worst guys. My name is Malcolm Vili. This is Riabis Sicile.
The one and only.
And as always, we're going to wrap up with the worst guys, Cypher.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you're ready, yo. I hope you're ready.
Grab 'em by the pussy.
Now people seem to have a problem. It's my money. I spend it how I want.
Grab 'em by the pussy.
Everybody's talking about sex these days, and it's going so many ways. It's such a craze, it's seeming like a haze. Every day I'm thinking about that next nut. Where am I gonna get it from? Who am I gonna cut, cut, cut out of my life? Cause I don't want a wife. I'm sleeping with so many different women. Condoms in the box, cause I refuse to wrap my thing. I don't even care, cause I'm just the dude who sings. I'm getting a bling. So let's say everybody wanna take a girl out, but you always know what it's all about. From the beginning to the end, sex is the end to the means. Everybody getting money for pussy. These places out here, they just chilling in the street. They don't even need to give you anything for those dirty feet, cause you walking around dancing on the street. But it's okay, we always keep it neat. Oh,
it's the yin and it's the yang. Everybody wanna bang. It's the yin and it's the yang. Everybody wanna bang. It's the yin and it's the yang. Everybody wanna bang. It's the yin and it's the yang.
Grab 'em by the pussy.
It's my money, it's another nigga's money. So if he wants to use it in another way, don't take it away from him. Hey, just let him do the way he wanna do. And if it comes to consume you, then you should just choose to mind your own business. Stay in your lane, hey. Get away from doing the same as the other people do, because they seem to judge you. Don't judge back, relax and pay your tax. Because what if they had to legalize this shit? What if they had to realize heroin and shit? What if they had to legalize murder? Oh my gosh, that's absurd. I couldn't even think of
grab them by the pussy.
It's the yin and it's the yang. Everybody wanna bang.
It's the yin and it's the yang. Everybody wanna bang. It's the yin and it's the yang. Everybody wanna bang. It's the yin and it's the yin.
Grab them by the pussy. Thank you for tuning in. Much. We the worst guys. Worst. We'll see you next week, same time, same place.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.